Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm, Creamer Law Business Law, CreamerLaw.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. With us in studio is our friend Jeremiah Terhark. He is the owner of Web Spec Design. Welcome to the News Hour, Jeremiah. Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
So tell us a little bit about what is Web Spec Design.
Sure. We work with clients in the Des Moines area, across the Midwest and beyond, on web and digital marketing and software development.
And to that effect, you've been around how long?
Celebrating 15 years this year.
You've seen a lot of changes in those 15 years, no doubt.
Yes, I have.
Can you talk about some of that?
Sure. When I first started, I was actually in high school, and so I was self-taught, got a stack of books, and learned how to do web development. And I would say our business dramatically changes every 18 to 24 months in terms of the technology that's being used and how we go about the development. So,
what one or two pieces of advice would you have for businesses out there when it comes to putting together a usable, functional website?
Right. So as far as a business goes, really think about who's going to be utilizing the website. One of the things that we encourage them to think through is think a little bit less about how you would be using the website as your own business, but think about whether it's your customers or your users of the website, and organize to that effect. And also think about what can the website do or serve beyond a basic brochure. Can this solve business problems or do things more efficiently that you might be doing on paper, or help to grow the business in other ways too?
You know, one of the things that I continue to tell our clients, and I suspect that you have had this conversation as well, is that one of the things, when you have a website, it needs to change up from time to time.
Right.
Having it static is not very good. Is
right.
Why?
Absolutely. So one, from a practical standpoint, if you've got users coming to the site periodically and your content's 5 years old, your business has probably dramatically changed over that period of time, whether that's the type of work that you're doing or what you want to show others about your business. The other is a little bit more behind the scenes, and one of the things that Google's constantly trying to do, along with to some extent Bing and the other search engines, is constantly evaluate to see who is most relevant to show new people who are searching for, whether it's a service or industry locally and beyond, what to match. And one of the things that they look for is the freshness of the site and how much it's keeping up to date.
And that really doesn't take a lot of time. I mean, you can utilize basically the same wording, just switch those words around every once in a while.
Sure, or keep it up to date with new and upcoming things that are going on. And it's really about setting some time aside in your think about it less over a year of time, but really set a time aside every single week or month to just take a little bit of time and
new content,
keep people updated.
Yeah. What about putting a blog on the front page of your homepage?
Sure. That's a great way to start, and it gives you a little bit of focus. And if you, the main thing on the blog would be keep it topical to what your website's about, and also think of things that you can share, whether it's with your business or industry news, with your users on the site. Is a perfect way to start.
We're visiting with Jeremy Terhark, ladies and gentlemen. He is the president, the founder, and the owner of something called Web Spec Design. What about calls to action on the website? I mean, most people go to a website to find out, okay, where are you at? What do you do? You know, what's the phone number if I need to call you?
Right.
What about any call to action? Is that important?
Right. Well, really think about, again, going back to the user who's trying to visit the website. Are they looking for that phone number where the business is at, or are they trying to do research about potentially working with you as a business? And the call to action could be, really every single page should be thought of as something that should have a call to action. Some of the trends that are going on right now would be providing enough content on the page, and some of the pages might be a little bit longer scrolling to accommodate for tablets or mobile. People have gotten more accustomed to scrolling a little bit more on the sites. So,
absolutely good stuff, you know. And this is so important that businesses, no matter what business that you happen to be in, that you understand that is a living, breathing document. Your website really shouldn't be there as static all the time. Let's take another divergent path and talk about mobile technology. I am constantly amazed at the number of not-for-profits, even some for-profit organizations out there, businesses, that still are not mobile-friendly.
Right, and at this point, so starting in 2013, Google started really assessing and going back to their goal of trying to match people with the most relevant content to what they're trying to search for. If you're on a mobile device, they're continuing to penalize sites that aren't mobile or responsive friendly because the content isn't going to display in the most beneficial way to the phone, and that will continue to increase over time.
Yeah, so it certainly will. And you know, folks, if you're not mobile friendly, check it out with your application, your web developer, and make sure that you go to that point. You know, there's a lot of talk right now, Jeremiah Tarek, about applications being the new thing or the thing that people are going to go to rather than searching the internet.
Sure.
Can you talk to that?
Yeah. So typically, if a client's interested in doing something along the lines of a mobile app, we would go back to who would potentially be interacting with the app. The thing that's important to think through is related to the website and the app. They require a certain amount of upkeep to keep up to date. So really considering what is the investment going to be in the mobile app, and is there a possibility to serve that need on the website and tie that together with a basic mobile app.
There you go. All right. All kinds of information about business and websites with Jeremiah. Jeremiah, tell us a little bit. Now, you're celebrating a bit of a milestone, 15 years in business.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So we're holding a community event on September 15th to celebrate 15 years down at the Hub. So everybody would be invited to that. And as part of that, we've wanted to support the community that's really supported us over the years. And we're doing a nonprofit contest, which we've narrowed down. We took nonprofit applications of what would you do with part of this $15,000 to help your organization. It could be in technology or some other special project. So we had an overwhelming amount of applications, got those narrowed down into five finalists, and we've released it to the community to vote and decide on the projects that they'd like to vote on. And then we're announcing that on the 15th.
On the 15th. All right. So voting is still going on?
Yep. Voting is still going on. You can vote by either going to our Facebook page or type in celebration.webspecdesign.com. And so, again, we've narrowed it down to five nonprofits. And then we're also recognizing when I first started the business, in part it was through the Herbert Hoover Uncommon Student Award, which promotes entrepreneurial activities and nonprofit activities in the state. So it was part of a scholarship program through them back in high school. So we're donating $5,000 back to them to further the program
Very nice.
As well. So,
you know, one of the things, is that where you mostly got your start with nonprofits?
A lot of it has come from referrals. So a lot of businesses are involved in nonprofits as well as people reaching out for help in the community, whether we help out another nonprofit and word of mouth marketing.
Right.
So it's something that's important to us, small businesses, but also helping the nonprofit community.
Other than website design and application design, what else do you guys do down there?
Sure. We started doing strictly web development, and we've continued to grow over the years. And at the point in our business now, we're really building things and coming alongside the clients to market them digitally. So that could involve search engine optimization or digital marketing. We only do things that we're offering in-house, so we don't outsource anything. If the client has a need that we can fulfill in-house, whether that be building things or even doing visual media, whether that's photography or video, we've expanded and grown our services as the websites have become a lot more interactive too.
Yeah. Talk to me about video and a website. How important is that?
Sure. It's continuing just the ability to be more interactive and share more information visually on the website, especially as the broadband has improved so much. You can share a lot more content with the video. So typically we'll use that alongside of the printed or the text media, so that somebody using the website could get a little bit more visual information as well.
Got it. What do you think the next shoe to drop is going to be? What's coming down the pike that might be of interest to some people.
Sure. I think the responsive aspects of the site have been one of the biggest shifts. So the idea that you're trying to future-proof the work that you're doing so that you can continue to build on it. So I think the next big focus would really be adding depth to the websites. A lot of companies over the years have built a site, and then 5 years from now they'll revamp it or possibly rebuild it. And I think that the trend, or that we're encouraging our clients to think about long term, is let's build a really good foundation that you can continue adding depth to, continue building on over the years, and think of it as something, like you mentioned, a living, breathing thing versus something that you just put together and then rework a few years down the road.
Good information, and congratulations again on 15 years, Jeremiah.
Thanks.
Good stuff. And we will have links, by the way, to all of this, including web spec design and that page where you can go ahead and vote up until what day?
Up until the day before the event, the
14th.
Yep.
All right. Congratulations. Good stuff on
you.
Thank you.
All right.
Jeremiah Terhark, ladies and gentlemen, he is web spec design, a whole bunch of people. Not far off of Merle Hay Road, as a matter
Correct.
Of fact.
Correct. Right off the Merle Hay Road exit.
Yeah, good stuff. All right. We've got to scoot on out of here and check out what happened today on Wall Street. Did the markets go up or down? I tell you, earlier today, things were not looking so good. We'll give you the latest numbers when we come back. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.